Welcome to Women Winning Divorce, the podcast helping successful women navigate divorce with dignity so you can protect yourself, your children, and your assets. I'm Heather Quick, founding attorney at Florida Women's Law Group, where women win at life. Hello, I'm Heather Quick with the Women Winning Divorce podcast. Today, we're discussing a powerful story from NPR about a woman grieving her divorce who unexpectedly found comfort and perspective from a couple she met while hiking on a trail. Divorce can feel isolating, overwhelming, and deeply personal, but sometimes healing comes from the most unexpected places. The woman in this story, Chrissy Reeves, describes feeling profound grief after her divorce, even though the separation may have been necessary, and it was a decades-long marriage, but then it was the realization that the divorce was final that really triggered in her just more sadness. And, you know, people often ask, why does divorce often trigger a grieving process similar to losing a loved one? Well, because it's a loss. It's a loss of the relationship. It's a loss of that hope and things that you had believed it was going to be, and that now will not ever be. And even though it could be a really bad relationship, there could be so many things that were not great about it, and even destructive, it is a loss. And so it's really important to acknowledge that and allow yourself to grieve that relationship. And, you know, that leads to the next question. How do you do that? Well, you have to acknowledge it and allow yourself time. For anyone who's ever read the five stages of grief, and, you know, they don't go in any particular order, but if you can acknowledge that and allow yourself to process and feel the feelings associated with grieving a relationship, a partner, I think that leads to a healthier you, healthier perspective on relationships, whether you enter another relationship or not. Hopefully you are going to be in a relationship with others, you know, friends, siblings, family members, children, and allowing that grieving process to happen can really allow you the opportunity to heal and see things now with a little more clarity. Ms. Reeves, during her hike, she encountered a couple whose presence and conversation offered her reassurance and hope about love and connection. And sometimes, like, those ordinary interactions can really help shift someone in that positivity that you bring and stating that. And they really just encouraged her. She was on her own doing this hike that was very difficult. And it was really symbolic of what she was going to be doing. You know, she's now embarking on her life alone, meaning outside a relationship. And, you know, this article does remind us that identity shifts after divorce because we all associate ourselves in one way or another. And usually that can be as wife and mother. And now you're like, well, is my identity ex-wife, a divorcee? Is that really what I want it to be? And that's not what it has to be. It is whatever you want it to be. And you just have to allow yourself the opportunity to find out who you are. And new experiences, new hobbies or personal challenges can really play a part in regaining your confidence and really shaping who you want to be in the future and how you want to show up. Ultimately, the story is about resilience and unexpected hope. And this teaches, I think, all of us is a lesson to be open to connection, even when we are sad or feel uncertain. I'm hopeful that you can still allow yourself an opportunity to hear and see the opportunities that arise out there. And divorce is more than a legal process. It's an emotional journey. And sometimes healing doesn't come from grand gestures, but from simple reminders that connection and joy still exist. If you're walking through divorce right now, know that grief is part of growth and you don't have to walk the trail alone. For more on emotional recovery after divorce, go back and listen to episode 102, Rebuilding Your Identity After Divorce. Thank you for listening.
Listeners, if you or someone you know in the Northeast Florida area is going through or even thinking about divorce, you're not alone. Taking that first step can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Our newsletter is filled with actionable advice tailored to guide you through this process. By signing up, you'll gain the tools to face the unknown with courage and see if we're the right fit to support you during this life-changing time. Don't wait. Click the link in the show notes, fill out the form, and take the first step toward building a brighter future today.